He came to the spot where the Indian ponies were grazing. Looking up at the rise, he saw the group of Indians. The warriors definitely weren't Pawnee. He could see them well enough now to know that. Could they be part of the Crow Band with the village that was the Army detail's destination? And he saw now that his speculation about a white man being with the Indians was correct. The man wore a buckskin shirt, as well as brown trousers, boots, and hat. He had crossed gun belts supporting a pair of holstered revolvers. The white man turned his head to say something to one of the Indians, giving Jamie a better look at him. Recognition hit Jamie like a punch in the gut. One thing was for sure now. If he was right about who that man was, then O'Connor touching off a fight with this bunch was even dumber than Jamie had thought it was. He straightened up to his full height and strode forward, no longer trying to conceal himself or sneak up on the Indians. One of them, a great big fella who was tending the wounded man, saw him coming.
One of them is behind us.
The warriors whirled around, knocking arrows and drawing back bowstrings. But before they could loose the arrows at Jamie, the white man stood.
Hold it! Don't shoot! I know that fella.
Jamie walked right up to him.
It's good to see you again, Preacher. Been a long time.
Good God, Jamie Ian McAllister. Now, I never expected to run into you out here.
I don't see why not. We sort of travel in the same circles.
Yeah, well, I reckon that's true.
Preacher stuck out his hand and Jamie clasped it. The Crow warriors still had their bows drawn back. Their faces made it clear that they would like nothing better than to fill Jamie full of arrows.
These fellas are honing after turning you into a pincushion, Jamie. Walking up here like this probably ain't the smartest thing you ever done.
I figured if they're your friends, they'll likely listen to reason.
Well, maybe, maybe not. But we might want to crouch down a bite, huh?
The two men hunkered down. Preacher's eyes narrowed as he glanced at the sharps Jamie held, then at Swiftwater.
You're the one who winged my friend there.
I'm afraid so.
The Crow drew back on their bows even more.
But you're the one who shot that young dragoon who's with me, so I reckon we're sort of square on that score. How bad is that fella's wound?
Well, from what I've seen, I reckon he'll probably be all right. How about that soldier?
Just a graze on his arm. He'll be fine.
That's good to know.
So, how about we call a truce? Nobody's been killed so far, and I'm hankering to keep it that way.